T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Blois Olson's here as we talk Minnesota politics. Good Monday morning, Blois.
Good morning, Dave.
What happened yesterday?
Well, you know, they really were working behind the scenes in what many people think was kind of the tightest cone of silence or tightest seal on leaks for several days, probably 4 or 5 days. And they went late into the night several times. They took breaks. Saturday, there was a lot of posturing and a lot of finger-pointing and some fiery speeches. And then yesterday, about 6:30 p.m., they announced that they did have a deal. It's got some components that I think one of them is a huge surprise to me, and that is there's actually a tax cut in the deal. And I think you can ask Governor Walz kind of when that became part of it. But when you look at $1 billion surplus collections for April being nearly $500 million, there probably was an appetite that the state was taking in a lot of money. And that allows both sides to campaign for the legislature next year on a tax cut.
What happens next?
Well, they'll get together. The conference committees will work with those targets that they've been given. They'll work out the details. There's probably some policy details that they still have to take some votes on. And then there's scheduled to be a special session on Thursday. So they'll work probably through today, maybe late tonight. But then Thursday, they'll reconvene. The governor will call them back. And they'll pass all these budget bills.
Kirk Dowd and the House Republicans of Pioneer Press reports this morning, Blois, would have to agree to waive certain procedural rules for lawmakers to get the work done quickly, and that seemed unlikely Sunday night, according to the report. I want to get your thoughts on that.
I think there might be some theatrics around the rules in the House. Naturally, if the minority party is going to try to gunk this up a little, but on the Senate side, Tom Bach could try to do the same thing, but he says that this deal is probably fairly fragile and he doesn't want to blow it up. So it'll be interesting to see if what Dowd said last night carries through for the next few days as he even learns some of the details of this.
Gas tax?
No gas tax. Governor Walz conceded on that. His administration is going to point to that as being a future priority. They're going to try to run on better roads and bridges next year. But I think Republicans had a pretty good argument that with the surplus and some other things, it was pretty tough to raise taxes this year.
From your perspective, is the tone different than it was with Governor Dayton?
There's no doubt that it's different. And the insiders who were in the room say that it was different and that there's a trust level and a connection being built between Tim Walz, Paul Gazelka, and Speaker Hortman that really is different. And I don't know that that's going to mean anything different, but we'll find out here in the next session and the next year. And I think it may mean just kind of a different tone at the top, even though the legislative campaigns and the legislative banter will be firm and brisk and partisan.
When will that special session happen again to get this done?
I think it'll happen on Thursday. That's what Speaker Hortman said yesterday. I always say they need about 3 days to process the bills, so they'll have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to process the bills. They'll get ready for Thursday. I could see it going to Friday, especially if Speaker Dowd, Minority Leader Dowd decides that that he wants to play with the rules a little.
How does this play into the elections next year, Blois?
You know, it's complicated because there's no gas tax, which Republicans would have attacked DFLers on. There is a tax cut, which Democrats can run on, but there's a couple key issues, one of them being gun control, which played very well in the suburbs for Democrats last time, and there's no changes in that, and so I think Democrats will use that. On the flip side, I think if people are still unsatisfied with roads and bridges, Democrats could go off and campaign on against Republicans on that. So I think Republicans will hold out that tax cut that they really delivered on that, and that may become one of the things that we didn't see for 2020.
Early reaction from places like the Minnesota Chamber, what was their comment?
you know, they talked about that tax cut and holding the line on no tax increases, including that gas tax, as kind of responsible. Education Minnesota really wants to make sure that there's more funding for education and that the rules and some of the policy provisions are there. But they got a 2% increase each year, so a 4% increase overall. And Governor Walz is going to point to that as a former teacher.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.